We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Tuesday to you, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs. This is the Refresh radio broadcast, and I have the privilege of pastoring Merritt Assembly of God for nearly 23 years now. It'll be 23 years next month, and so we're just thankful that we are privileged to be able to pastor the church, thankful for everything that God is doing there, looking forward to seeing what's going to take place tomorrow. Our past two Wednesdays have been our two highest attended Wednesdays in quite a while at the church. We have two services, and we take attendance at both services, but if you attend only one of or attend both of them, we only count you once. But God has been doing some really, really good stuff, and we are very, very thankful for that. We're also thankful for Advanced Christian Training School. They have a free video Bible school that meets at our fellowship hall on Tuesday nights. You might want to give them a call and check it out. It's 633-0432, 633-0432. And it would help them to know if you were coming or not. And so they know how many people to prepare for. There's setup, there's tear down, and all of that sort of stuff. So if that is something that you might be blessed by, give them a call. Ted and Linda Empsom, Advanced Christian Training School, 633-0432. So we're going to go back today. Yesterday we were talking out of 2 Peter chapter 2 about the deliverance that God had made in the past to protect his redemption plan. There were angels who did not maintain their proper abode. They abandoned their post and set out on their own course, and they were kept in great darkness, and God delivered humanity from them by delivering those messengers of death, if you will, into everlasting chains of darkness that are bound in hell awaiting eternal judgment. He also delivered humanity at one point in time because every inclination of their heart was evil, and that was when the flood came. Every time you look up and see a rainbow, please understand that the rainbow, there's the chemical reaction or the scientific answer as to that is light being refracted through the various color frequencies and stuff like that, color spectrum. And so that's what causes that rainbow. All I know is God said, I put that rainbow up there to remind you that I have made a covenant with you that I will never again destroy the earth by flood. Okay. And so that is what the meaning of the rainbow is. So whenever you see a double rainbow, you can remember that, he's wanting me to remember it twice as much today as I did before. It doesn't say that he put that there to remind us that he was never going to visit destruction on us again. It was just going to be in a different manner. Also there was Sodom and Gomorrah that was listed because of their immorality, their ungodliness. And you can do your own study on all of the things in Sodom and Gomorrah. There were a lot of issues. Basically, when I look at it, they were ungrateful for what Abraham had done in delivering them from the enemy's hands, and they were so intent. That the thing about them was, you keep the goods, you give us the people. And Abraham said, no, I don't want you claiming that you were the one who made me rich. I want to ask you today, who's going to get the glory when God blesses you in an unprecedented manner? I believe that God is going to do great things. We're believing for great things for us. We're believing for great things for you, and we want God to get the glory. So Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them, it says, they had given themselves over to sexual immorality and strange flesh. There were, you know, we talked about abandonment issues with the angelic beings. And God delivered those things out of our presence so that it would not be devastating to God's redemption plan. God is very careful to guard the bloodline of Jesus Christ to make sure that nothing hindered his plan. God's plan will not be thwarted. His plan of redemption will not be thwarted. His plan for your life will not be thwarted. You and I, we should embrace the plan that God has for our life. Let's look at verse number 7 today. Actually, let's go back and we'll begin reading at verse number 4. We're going to read down to verse number 10, I believe, or 11. I guess we'll go to 11. For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment, and did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of 8 people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them to destruction, making them an example to those who afterward would live ungodly, and delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. Then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment, and especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise authority. They are presumptuous, self-willed. If you will give me just a second. They are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries, whereas angels who are greater in power and might do not bring a reviling accusation against them before the Lord. So I don't know if we'll talk about this for one day or for 2 days, but we'll talk about it until we get done, okay? We talked about what he had done for delivering those who were going to be a liability to God's redemptive plan for humanity. But it says here in verse number 7 that there is an alternative, and that is that God delivered righteous Lot. He delivered righteous Lot. Lot was Abraham's nephew. He had been raised by Abraham, trained by Abraham, prospered alongside Abraham to the point that Lot's flocks had become large, and Abraham's flocks had become large. And there wasn't enough pasture for both. And so there began to be tension between Lot's herdsmen or Lot's shepherds and Abraham's shepherds. And Abraham said, okay, nephew, you make the choice. And he looked down, he saw the well-watered plains and saw the grass. And he said, I will take that. And so off towards Sodom he went. And he must have prospered very well, because you don't tend sheep while living in a city. That just doesn't happen. In those day and times, there wasn't a lot of grass. If you ever walk along a path, you are going to find that one of the things that happens as you travel upon that path over and over again is that it makes things difficult to grow there. It's not every time something sprouts up, it gets beat down, and so it becomes a barren place. So the only thing that I can assume is that Lot has chosen to live in the city, and he's delegated the care of his flocks to those who are working for him, and so he must have done very well. And God describes him as righteous. God describes him as righteous, and yet you see from looking at his looking at the details of his story that There wasn't much influence there. You and I, we can be righteous but not be having influence. I believe that God wants us to be both righteous and influential. That he wants us to have a voice, that, listen, he wants us to be a light, a candle that is lit, that is p- put up on a hill so that people can see it. He doesn't want it concealed. He wants it healed. And I'd forget, almost a week ago, I read a Facebook post of a friend of mine, and it was talking about concealed carry. And he was talking about that, you know, a lot of people, when they hear that term concealed carry, they think of concealed carry permit and people who are carrying weapons in a manner that you wouldn't be able to notice it. But he said, what I'm wanting to talk about today are people who are concealing, carrying burdens and carrying unforgiveness in their heart and carrying bitterness around with them. That was what he was talking about. And a lot of times, I'm gonna take a similar path, but a lot of times we conceal our carrying of the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. We can be righteous and not be doing the work that God has created us to be. And if that's the case, our society will suffer the same, in the same manner that Lot's did, and that is there will be no influence of the people of God anywhere in the city. And we will be looked at with hostility. We pretty much already see that in America right now. And I don't believe that that is because in America, I don't believe it's because of an absence of godly men and godly women. I just believe that there is just a flood of ungodliness that is going on right now. We'll talk about that here in a little bit as well. But God said that he was able, out of the midst of the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, that he was able to deliver righteous Lot. And I am so thankful that God is able to deliver us. Today, if you have asked him to forgive you of your sins and be the Lord of your life, he knows right where you are. He knows the details you're facing. And he knows that if things in your world are getting ready to implode, he is right there to be able to deliver you. Some of you may be going through trials and fires that you did not see coming. We just finished our Grow Group series on getting out of the pit. And some of you might be finding yourself in a pit that you had no control over getting into. Somebody may have come along and done something to you, and you were the one that ended up being negatively impacted. If that's the case, I want you to know God is able to deliver you. The righteous and the unrighteous, we might have all started at the same point, but we are not going to suffer the same fate. There is a deliverance that is available for the people of God. It says that while Lot was living in that city, he was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. So it says that Lot was oppressed, and that means that there's outside pressure that was weighing upon him, and the thing that was weighing on him was the filthy conduct of the wicked. The filthy conduct of the wicked. You see, the condition of your spirit, the condition of your soul, will manifest in your conduct. If you want to know, it's in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse number 7. Go ahead and look at it, and you will see that Lot was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. The people of our day and time say, look, my conduct is not affecting anybody. Well, just because it's your conduct doesn't mean that it's godly either. Your conduct can be wicked. Your conduct can be motivated by selfish, self-centered goals. Sometimes godly people can be driven by ungodly desires. We need to weed those things out of there. But it says Lot was oppressed, and the thing that oppressed him was the conduct of the wicked. And so if you are right now grieved like I am about the ungodliness that is prevailing so much, I want you to know we're not the first society that's ever gone through this. I want to encourage you, go back and read through some of the Old Testament and look and see how God brought them from a time of complete idolatry into a time of complete holiness. And they vacillated back and forth. And the stories that I really liked to read are the transformations from wickedness to righteousness. So there, if we are oppressed by that, if we are burdened by the conduct of the wicked in our day and time, then we need to make that a matter of prayer. We need to make that a matter of mission. Our mission at Merit Assembly of God is restoring value spiritually and relationally. We want to see conduct that is righteous, not conduct that is wicked. Okay? The scripture says bad company affects your character. Bad company affects your character. You and I, we don't want that. We don't want our character impacted. We want to be the impactors. We want to be the ones who influence. We want to be the ones that make a difference. And so we want to live in a manner that our conduct makes the gospel of Jesus Christ appealing. You know, not quite a week ago, I was getting some treatment on my shoulder, and I discovered that the person that was treating my shoulder, that there's a how do I want to say this? There's people in our lives that know one another. Let's put it that way. And so when I found that out, I was like, you know, God, I pray for those other people there, that there would be conduct that would be appealing to the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what I really want. Is I want to behave myself, and I'm not perfect. I'll be one of the first ones to admit that. I'll be the first. I'll be the second. I don't really care what number I fall in. I'll let you know I'm not perfect, but I do want my conduct to reflect well on Jesus Christ. And it says that conduct oppressed him. It weighed down. It was a burden. And it says, for that righteous man dwelt among them. And it actually says dwelling among them. That means he was living among them day after day after day. And it tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. So I want to talk to you here about that lawless deeds aspect, because we live in a day and time. I have never heard the word used as much in contemporary society as I have over the past couple of years, and that is lawlessness, where there are laws just not being enforced, and then there are other laws that are indiscriminately enforced, and it just is very, very troublesome to see what is going on. I believe that here in America, we have a lot of spiritual issues that are going on that are happening on a day-to-day basis, and we should not be surprised, because God's word will come to pass. It says in the last days, the love of many will grow cold. You know that you and I have control over the aspect of our love. I cannot make you love God more than you do right now, but you can. I can set it out there as an appetizer and say, it is available to you to walk with God, to walk humbly before your God, to walk in holiness before your God, but you have got to make that decision. I'm the only one that can make that decision for myself as well. And so I want to ask you, what are you going to do in a day of lawlessness? The Bible describes the Antichrist as a man of lawlessness. It describes that there was going to be lawless deeds, and it reminds me very much of what happened in Israel in the days of the judges, where every man did what was right in his own eyes. You know what that's called? That's called anarchy, and anarchy is lawlessness, where every man makes up his mind, every woman makes up her mind what is permissible and what is not. It is a mindset that says, for my spiritual life, for my daily conduct, for my marital relationships, for my finances, I am going to treat virtue and morals, the commands of God, I'm going to treat it like a buffet table or an all-you-can-eat restaurant, and I'm just going to pick and choose those things that I like, and I'm not going to pick the things that I don't like. Now, I want you to know that when we have dinners at our church, that they are very, very good. We've got plenty of seats available. We're in no danger of having to go to two services right now, but we are about to have to go to double banquets. We're just about out of space when it comes to some of our dinners, but we have alternative plans in place. We're in good shape. But as the pastor, whenever we have a potluck dinner, everybody wants to know that if I liked their dish. And so whenever we have one of those, and I'm generally the last one to go through, and I had somebody that asked me one time that said, were you in the military? And I said, no, why? And they said, because in the military, when you're in the field, the officers always make sure that the enlisted men get to eat first. And I was like, well, I didn't know that. I just know that I'm here as a pastor and the shepherd, and I just want to make sure that everybody gets something to eat. And if we run out of food, you know, I'll run down and I'll buy some more. And if there's no food for me, then I'll stop and get something. But you know, when I once a year at Pastor Appreciation, I get to go first. And so now there is one exclusion. There's one caveat to the story I'm getting ready to tell you, and that is this: if curry chicken is on the menu, then I'm not trying it. Okay, I don't like curry chicken. My wife loves curry chicken, and so people prepare that for her. But those people who prepare curry chicken know that I'm not going to eat it right off the bat. So this question doesn't apply to them. But everybody else wants to know, Pastor, did you try my dish? Well, there may be 50 dishes there or 30 dishes that are there. And so a little spoonful of each one makes for quite a plate. And that's what I am. And so, but I try everything. And you know what? There's been some things that I said, you know, I don't really like this, but I'm going to try it anyway. And I found out that even though I didn't like it when I was a child, as an adult, I liked it. And it became one of my favorite dishes. But some people treat their spiritual life and their conduct, their belief system, and the Word of God as if they're suggestions and not commandments, and they just pick and choose which ones they are going to avail themselves of. And that, you know, thou shalt not commit adultery thing, well, I don't like that. That's too restrictive on me, and so I'm going to reject that. But thou shalt not lie. If you're lying to me, then we got problems, because the Bible says thou shalt not lie. And, you know, I find that in, you know, people who are wanting to change the morality of our time, that they want to throw out certain things that impinge on their lifestyle, that impede their walking around freely without guilt, and yet they don't realize that if you look, then you're going to be throwing out murder. Murder's not going to be illegal, and then those same people are saying, why is there so much murder going on in our society? It really is a pick and choose society. And it began to write, or Lot saw it, and he heard it day after day after day, and it tormented his soul. And today I want to ask you to join me in taking a step of action. You know, there wasn't much that Lot did, at least that he was successful in doing. He couldn't even convince his future son-in-laws to abandon their sin and come out of the city, even though they were going to marry his daughters. By the way, you know, I've got two daughters, and I will tell you this, they have their sights set on men who are going to be in love with Jesus, and they're not going to just accept any guy that just comes down the road and says, hey, baby. Their standards are higher than that. They're not just going to be fooled by any, man, you look fine today, girl. That's not going to cut it with them. They want to know, hey, do you love Jesus with all your heart? And I thank God for my daughters. I thank God for my son and my daughter-in-law and their passion for God as well. And today, I want to ask you, are you burdened the way that Lot was burdened, oppressed, and tormented by dwelling in a society that is rejecting God's authority, God's placement, God's morality, God's behavior, and by the things that they practice, the things that they speak? Do those things bother you? Because if they bother us, there is something that we can do. We can pray. Do you know what Abraham did when the angels told him, hey, we're going down and we're going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? Abraham began to immediately intercede, and he said, hey, God, if you find 50 righteous people down there, would you be merciful? And he said, yes. And he said, for 45, would you be merciful? And he said, yes. And for 40, would you be merciful? And he said, yes. And 30, would you be merciful? For 30, yes. For 20, would you be merciful for 20? Yes. Would you be merciful, God, if you could find 10 righteous people in the city? And he said, 10 righteous people can turn a city around. I will be merciful for 10. And he got down there, and Lot and his wife and two daughters came out. That was 4. Today, I'm reminded of a passage that says that God looked for a man to intercede and he couldn't find any. Is there anybody today that says, you know what, the reality of living in a lawless city, the reality of living in a time where people are constantly abandoning the relationships that God has placed them in, the locations, all of that is bothering me, and instead of just accepting it as reality and being tormented and oppressed about it, I'm going to intercede for my society. Let's close out the broadcast today, if we can, in prayer and intercession for our community and for our country. Father, right now, Lord, I know that lawlessness is not pleasing in your sight. I know that wickedness and ungodliness is not pleasing in your sight, that abandonment is not pleasing in your sight. God, I pray that you would forgive us for families who've had fathers that have abandoned them or mothers who have abandoned them. Lord, I pray that you would move by your Spirit in our community, in our state, in our country once again. God, that you would move by the Spirit of holiness and you would draw men everywhere unto you. I pray that the love of Jesus would be seen and that people would be drawn to you today. God, we're asking, we're interceding. Would you move by your Spirit? Would you send revival to America once again? We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.